Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots have reached the halfway mark in the regular season with their sixth victory. They beat the L.A. Chargers in Foxborough yesterday 21-13 and now get a week off. Even with the victory, Pats quarterback Tom Brady isn't happy with the team's offense.
It's tough. I mean, we're trying. It's just execution's coming up a little short at critical times. And, you know, I'm glad we won. That's the most important thing. You know, starting 0-1 and then being 6-2, you know, a lot of mental toughness.
Besides some offensive struggles, injuries are also mounting for the Pats. For more on the game and what's to come, we bring in ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese, who joins us many Monday mornings. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So we heard Tom Brady say the offense is not scoring as many points as it can. Is he right that they were a little stale at times? Tell us about the performance yesterday.
Well, he is right. And you look at the way the offense played, Bob, they controlled the game. The Patriots had the ball for 37 minutes compared to the Chargers for just 23 minutes. So you look at that and say, why did they only have 21 points? And whenever they got into the red zone, 20 yards and in for the, you know, when you're trying to score, they really struggled. They only had one touchdown and four trips. And then if you, you know, increase the yardage out to the 25-yard line, add three more trips, they got that far down, and they just couldn't punch it in.
So they're having red zone problems.
They're having red zone problems, and everyone is sort of has a stake in that. It's a little bit of Tom Brady's decision-making. Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, says that he can play better. The offensive linemen, they can block better. The other receivers can get open. Everyone just needs to raise up their level of performance.
Let me ask you a quick question about kicker Steven Gostkowski. Over the years, he's been a consistently good performer, but he missed a couple of field goals yesterday and has been spotty for parts of this season. Is he a big concern for the Pats coaches right now?
I don't think he is, Bob. You know, the two field goals he missed were from 43 yards, and the wind was a factor in the game yesterday. I watched Bill Belichick come out onto the field 4 hours before kickoff to sort of look at the flags above the stadium, which is very unusual. Then he came out an hour and a half after that to do the same thing. So I think part of what you do is give Gostkowski a little bit of a mulligan because of the windy conditions. And he did have four other field goals he made in this game.
All right. For the second week in a row, the previously struggling Pats defense made the difference. They're playing much better.
They are playing much better. And while they did give up one big play, an 87-yard touchdown run, which they did not play that particular play very well, their ability to limit those plays to one or two in the game was critical to the victory and will be critical to their success going forward.
Of course, they were without their defensive leader, linebacker Donta Hightower, who's out for the season with a pectoral tear, and they have other injuries. How big a concern are injuries for the Pats moving forward?
Well, they're always a concern for the Patriots and every other team, but you mentioned that they're coming into their bye week, which it comes at a perfect time after eight games, and that'll give them a time to heal a little bit. And one of the things Bill Belichick always says is when you have injuries, it gives other players a chance to step up and do the job. And what they have done is build depth through managing the injuries at this point, and they'll get some of those injured players back now, not Hightower, of course, but that'll make them a stronger team as they go down the stretch run.
What was the late word, the after-game word on wide receiver Chris Hogan, who went out yesterday with a shoulder injury and from what I could see by watching the game on TV was in some pain after he got hurt?
He was, Bob. I was in the locker room after the game and he had his right arm in a black sling, and I went up to him and asked him about his condition, and he respectfully said, you know, he wasn't in position to answer questions. I'm told he's going to undergo an MRI this morning to determine the severity, but there was some initial optimism that it wouldn't be the type of injury that will knock him out this season.
Okay, last question. The NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. Pats have been deal makers in past years. What do you think they might do with this?
Well, if there's an opportunity that presents itself, Bill Belichick always says, we're open for business. I think the hard thing to project, Bob, is will someone come to them with a good business opportunity? It's hard to project right now.
All right. Mike Reese, thanks a lot for coming in. Enjoy your bye week. We'll see you in two.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and again joins us on Monday mornings.